In the mid-1890s, Roth House was purchased by Timothy O'Hanrahan, a wealthy bacon merchant and a member of the local authority. The modern look of this second house is due to Timothy and the extensive renovations he carried out here. He worked hard to vastly improve the reputation of the house previously known as the Hell of Kilkenny. When his renovations were complete, he offered the newly formed Gaelic League the use of rooms in this building to teach Irish or Gaelic classes to the people of Kilkenny, which they did for many decades. With this development, Roth House became an integral part of the cultural revival in Kilkenny, which was happening at the turn of the century, in terms of language, music, and traditions. Roth House remained in the ownership of the O'Hanrahan family until the early 1960s, when the Kilkenny Archaeological Society would purchase the property. At this point, Roth House was the only merchant mansion left in Kilkenny and the only intact late 16th, early 17th century Tudor townhouse in Ireland. After much effort, the first house opened as a museum in 1966, and it would take another 40 years before all the remaining buildings and the glorious garden would open to the public. Roth House is still owned by Kilkenny Archaeological Society and managed by Roth House Trust, both of which are not-for-profit organizations. The society owning this house is why there is such a wonderful mix of items on display, including some of the many portraits they have in their collection. In particular, take note of the Lavery paintings before proceeding downstairs and to the next code in the room under the archway.